Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Do you feel the need to do more with your life? Are limiting beliefs holding you back from true success? Enjoy a unique blend of interviews, discussions, and transformation coaching in every show. Get the tools for success. The Mindset Transformation Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna.
Welcome to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today I'm very excited to be talking to Arifa Youssef. Arifa is the founder of Lifted by Purpose and Tattoo Stories, but she is also my daughter-in-law, so I'm extremely proud of her. I definitely want to showcase her expertise on the show because she's an amazing woman. So welcome, Arifa, to the Mindset Transformation Show.
Thank you, Myrna. Thank you for having me.
All right. Excellent. So in keeping with the theme of my show, I normally like to start off with a tip that comes directly from Coach Myrna. And I tie it in to what my guest is going to be talking about today. But I never want to actually steal their thunder, so I correlate it. It's usually a surprise to them when I talk about it on the air. But I just want to basically give some depth to their conversation, but never to take away from what they're going to be talking about because they are the expert. So, Arifa has two businesses. She has one that's called Lifted by Purpose, and she has Tattoo Stories. And when I was doing the research for this show, I came across something that I found that was perfect to segment into images and tattoo stories and all that. So here goes. How we perceive images can link us to our purpose. So what the article said is how you react to an image tells you a lot about you, including your life purpose. And I'm sure that that corresponds to the tattoo stories kind of thing, because that's images, and we put images in our body because there's a story behind it, and it also links us to who we are. So it says that art speaks to us because it's about us. It's about our collective and individual journeys in this wondrous, immeasurable universe. As Chuck Klosterman said, who is the one that wrote the article, art and love are the same thing. It's the process of seeing yourself in things that are not you. Images stir up numerous emotions in the beholder, like awe, shock, sorrow, rage, and even repulsion. You know, you might feel an intense, nameable emotion within seconds of seeing an image, or it can take you several minutes of staring at the image before you can decide what it means to you. Now, when I was going through this article, there is lots of images that pop up because there's like, you know, they're kind of, you know, showing you what they're talking about. And I came across this one image that even before the show that I was thinking about it, I still can't figure out what it says to me. And it was an image of a yogi squatting with a bowl in his hand, eating with chopsticks. And there was a tiger, and he was feeding the tiger. And I can't tell whether that meant that he was courageous. That meant that, you know, animals and humans are all one and we're all connected. I couldn't figure that one out. Of course, the images that brought tears to my eyes or empathy or something, that was great. So that's one example of how sometimes you're not sure what an image means, or sometimes you can know immediately. So art is as diverse as the people who create them and perceive them. The responses to it naturally vary. Art can play a crucial role in self-discovery and an individual's purpose in life. So this show is converted into a blog and a podcast. If you're a regular, you know that. So on my blog, I'm going to have a link to this article. And, you know, you should go and take this test and see what is going to come up and tell you your purpose is. Now, when I took the test, it came back and it said that my master purpose in life was to spread happiness. I mean, I was so thrilled because I am a happiness coach. And it says that you will always see the optimism in life, no matter how dark it may seem. You can distinguish the lightness from the darkness, and this is what takes you to another level. With happiness, everything can be cured, and your purpose is to spread this feeling in times most needed. How wonderful. I embrace that totally. So, all right, so enough about me. Let me tell you about my guest. Arifa Youssef is a registered social worker from Ryerson University. She has 12 years experience engaging in developing programs for youth, facilitating workshops, and providing counseling services. Arifa was nominated and awarded the Community Health Champion Award for her dedication working with youth. In 2015, she received the Leadership Award from the Canadian Alliance of Black Educators, and in 2016, the Ontario Leading Women in a Community Award. She is trained and certified by the National Organization of Victims Assistance Trauma Institute, and is a mental health first aid instructor. In her role at Lifted by Purpose, she is the founder and creative director. Now, with all those accolades, I know her personally as an exceptional mother, and she's one of the people that I very much admire. So, Arifa, welcome again.
Thank you, Marina. That was such a warm introduction. I'm so excited to be on your show.
Okay, awesome. All right. Well, not excited as me because, you know, I don't know much of the stuff that you're going to be talking about, so my listeners are going to be learning as much as me today. So, all right. So I know from your biography that you started out as a social worker. You're still a social worker. But my question to you is, tell us about your journey and why you created Lifted by Purpose, because it is a name that I want to steal. It is so perfect.
Thank you. Well, I guess my journey really starts just growing up. I grew up in a community very well known in Toronto, Jane and Finch. And growing up in that community, obviously, there was a lot of challenges our people around me faced. One of those challenges being that there was, like, a homicide that happened in our parking lot growing up, and then a family member actually died by homicide as well as a mistaken identity. And so those things, just going through that as a child, you don't often have a lot of people that you can talk to that kind of understand what you're going through and have experienced a similar loss. So I found it very challenging growing up trying to understand it myself, but then also being able to communicate what I was feeling with other people and getting feedback to support myself growing up. So when I got older, I actually ended up meeting a lot of other young people that had gone through similar things, and there was no space for them as well to talk about what they were going through. So I decided right there I really wanted to get into the field of social work. One, to understand myself, what was going on with me, but also to understand how I could better support other young people. So that was my journey into social work and into trauma. And from there, I decided to create an organization, which is Lifted by Purpose, so that other young people could have a space where they could come out and they could utilize the arts, but they can also learn coping, grounding skills, understand their triggers, and also understand that they had a purpose in life and that sometimes the crisis that we go through, they prepare us for our purpose and our journey so that we can support other people.
Wow. That is absolutely phenomenal. So what you're saying is that because of, you know, your experiences as a child in growing up in Jane and Finch, wow, yes, that is for listeners one of the, at one time, was one of the worst areas in Toronto. It probably still is, and that's like 30 years now. But I'm pretty sure there's other areas have caught up since then. But, yeah, Jane and Finch was traditionally one of the worst areas in the Toronto area. So, you know, we grew up in Regent Park, which is on the other end of it, and that was also equal to equal to the Jane and Finch area, another side of town. But, yeah, so, you know, our purpose is you know, clear to us in the things that we take interest in when we're a child. And if we're paying attention, that directs our career and directs our life journey. So, you know, I'm glad that what you saw wasn't selfish. You saw that, you know what, these youth are having the same experiences that I had when I was a child. And why don't I not create something for them to be able to, like you said, there is no space in your youth to be able to process these feelings, so you created that. And I also love the fact that not only are you creating space for the youth to, you know, share their feelings and understand their trauma and get coping skills, but the most important thing, I think, which is really the name of your company, is to let them know that they're born with a purpose and they have a purpose. So that is awesome. I love it. All right. So how did the tattoo stories come about? That's really an enigma to me. I really don't understand that. But it's
Well, it came about because I've always just been fascinated in general, just obviously with art, but I've just been fascinated with also hearing people's lived experiences and their stories, because it often shapes so much of who they become or who they want to become. And so I remember I would just look at people, and a lot of people surrounding me, they had tattoos. And I would always ask them, like, there must be a purpose for why that's on your body, because that's something that's going to stay with you. Pretty much if you're putting a tattoo on your body, unless you're doing laser surgery, it's not coming off.
Right.
So I remember sitting down with a lot of young people that are in our programs and saying, like, listen, like, just to get them to open up, a lot of them are very isolated. So I said, hey, tell me about your tattoos. And then they started telling me about why they got it. And then just hearing some of the stories around the tattoos really motivated me to create something where they could actually talk about it in a way that was meaningful to them, but also in a way that kind of broke the stigma around tattoos. So a lot of people, when they see people with tattoos, they automatically assume, like, oh, you know, they're involved in, you know, maybe they're involved in the justice system, which many of our youth are, I might add. But also just sometimes they're thinking, oh, you know, they have these stereotypical ideals around why they got this tattoo. Maybe it's just like this bad boy or bad girl image. And so we really wanted to, one, challenge that process of thinking, but then also just bring awareness, because there's so much stigma around mental health, and then there's so much stigma around tattoos. So we said, hey, you know what, let's tie the both together and create an event or an exhibit where we can have young people showcase their tattoos, but then also have them tell their stories. And the stories, we usually share them during Mental Health Awareness Week. And it brings a lot of people out that typically haven't really seen tattoos in that way, but also some individuals that do have tattoos and can identify with some of the stories that are being said. And it also gives the young people an opportunity to see that there is a community out there that does want to hear their voice, does want to hear their stories, and is looking to support them. They just don't know what's going on. So it's a great event, because we don't just bring awareness to mental health, but we also have the youth connect to people so that they know they're not alone in their journey, and that they can also see that their stories are helping other people out.
Wow. Excellent. Well, that was so well said and so clear that I was able to get the mental image. And, you know, like anything else, you know, we evolve. Yes, you know, the tattoos in the past were, you know, you see somebody with a tattoo, they'll tell you when you're going for a job, you need to cover that up. You see someone with a tattoo, mm-hmm. you're thinking that they're a bad boy and a bad girl, and they came, you used the nice word, justice system, but we're thinking that they came from jail or prison or something, to put it bluntly, you know, bluntly. And they had a stigma. You show up with a tattoo, a boy with a tattoo, to your father's house, and, you know, immediately your father is thinking, you know, he's not good for you. But we have evolved where I think as high maybe as 80% of people now have tattoos. I have one, two.
So, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't see it.
Yeah, so, and yeah, is it interesting? I hadn't even thought of my story of why I put them on my body. But, yeah, so I have a story if you think about it, because there's a reason, like you said, there's a purpose when you decide to have a tattoo. And it's nowhere near being a bad boy or a bad image anymore. It is art, and everybody is doing it, you know? There's not a movie star that takes off his shirt now that doesn't have a tattoo somewhere. You know, I look at The Rock, and Rock has got a sleeve and his whole body, and it's just, yeah, isn't that beautiful?
I was literally just thinking about The Rock.
Just this moment ago, so, hey, we got this connection. Yes, when I said about, yes, no. The Rock's tattoo is one of the better ones, but, yeah, so. That's beautiful, and what you're doing as well is you're making them proud of that story by sharing it in an event that's all positive. Oh, that's awesome. You know, I absolutely love that, and I commend you for, you know, what you're doing. You know, my pastor has always had an affinity for the youth, for giving them a space. That's why he created the community center. To have the youth come out and have a space to do things and connect with other people, because we have to save the youth. You know, they're our next generation and they're our future. So, yeah, you know, programs that support the youth are vital to the community. So, awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, so that was a little introduction to my guest today. So what we're going to do now is we are going to take our first break to get a word from our sponsors, and we will be right back for Arifa to tell us how she does what she does. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back.
How would you like to make $3,000 to $7,000 a month from the comfort of your own home? Well, you can at moneyfromhome.info. At moneyfromhome.info, not only can you make money, you can do it with no cold calling, no personal selling, no rejection, no meetings, and no chasing family and friends. Simply refer prospects to your own website, and they do the rest. Moneyfromhome.info will help you build your business. They offer a proven system that's super simple and extremely effective. Moneyfromhome.info have a unique compensation plan that benefits you, so check it out right now. Moneyfromhome.info and start making money, real money, working from home. Moneyfromhome.info.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we are speaking to Miss Arifa Youssef. She is the founder of Lifted by Purpose and Tattoo Stories. In her first segment, Arifa introduced us to why she went into the career as a social worker and why that career led her to become the founding member of Lifted by Purpose, and how her fascination with tattoos and her asking her, you know, her youth to talk about them also segmented into the tattoo stories. Now, I know that she had an event a couple weeks ago that was very successful because, she posted it on Instagram, so I know that it was a resounding success. And that she had a lot of speakers and a lot of, you know, the community came out to support her. So I'm sure that, you know, that event is going to get bigger and bigger as the years go by. So as we get into our second segment, So let's expand on Lifted by Purpose, and if you can tell our audience some of the ways that, or some of your services that allows the youth to understand your trigger points and to ground them and, you know, give them coping skills and things like that.
Definitely. So at Lifted by Purpose, we have a team of four individuals, actually expanding to have six more hires where we're hiring back some of the alumni youth out of our program. But what we do is we focus on the arts. So we have a program which is a music stress management program where young people, particularly those 16 to 30 years of age that have life challenges or haven't been involved in the justice system, they come into our program for 10 weeks, which has now been expanded to 20 weeks, I might say, and we basically focus on their playlist. So I'm pretty sure you have a playlist at home as well or on your phone, Myrna, where you listen to music, you just click and you listen to whatever it is that you want to soothe your mind or relax. So what we do is we have those young people come in with their playlist, and they identify certain tracks that are linked to certain themes during the week. So whether it's grief and loss or stress or joy, hope, relationships, anger, and we work with them through whatever they're listening to open up, have a conversation about it, and then we tie that into their triggers, identifying triggers that they've spoken about, identifying things that they have naturally been doing to try to cope, which might be listening to music, or it could be working out or yoga. And then we also tie them into learning more coping and grounding skills. So that could be meditation. It could be breathing exercises. It could be connecting them to other resources that will support them in their journey of learning how to manage some of the behaviors associated to the triggers or even just some of the physical attributes that are related. So we know sometimes when people go through, when they visit a trigger in their life, sometimes they might breathe heavily or they might black out. So there's different symptoms sometimes associated to it. So we help them identify what that is and then how do they ground themselves so that they can manage some of the symptoms related to it. And then we have tattoo stories, obviously, which we work with young people to open up about what's going on in their lives associated to why they got their tattoos. And then we also teach them themselves some of the coping and grounding skills, because even discussing some of the reasons why they got the tattoos opens up obviously a lot for them. And so we basically have them identify that these are things they're still working through, or maybe these are things that they've actually come a long way in terms of benefiting themselves. So they've been able to learn coping and grounding skills from the past that maybe they haven't identified. And we help them understand that this is something that they have worked through. And maybe there's just minor things that they need to continue to get support with. So everybody is in different phases or journeys on learning how to cope and ground themselves with their triggers. And we're just basically there to kind of help them identify it and help them connect to resources, help them build the relationships and be that support system for whenever it is that they need us to be there for them.
Awesome. So the 20 weeks that you've expanded to, that is inclusive of the music stress program and the tattoo stories, or that's individually?
So the 20-week program is a group program.
Okay.
So we usually have about 10 to 12 young people that come to that program. So the first 14 weeks is just listening to music, but also identifying the triggers, learning the coping, grounding skills, connecting to one-on-one support for mentorship. And then the remaining 6 weeks is capacity building. So a lot of the young people that come into our programs, they have, like we say, we always reiterate to them, you have a purpose. There's something that you're gifted at, something that you're skilled at. So what we do is we basically harness what that is, and then we're bringing people in that are mentors, professionals, and they sit with those young people. So if it's entrepreneurship or if it's just trying to understand how to better manage their time so that they could focus on a career goal, then we'll bring in those individuals in those 6 weeks, and they'll work with those young people on whatever their individual goals are and their group goals are, so that they can be more productive in terms of what they want to do in their life, and then also so that they have a wider network of individuals that can support them in their journey to getting to that success that they want to.
Wow. That is really good work. You know, whenever we talk about our purpose, you know, this is basically what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to build people up and help them to, you know, move past their story. Because, you know, most of us have a story, and we can be defeated by our story, or we can use our story to build us up. And I think you said that initially in one of our, you know, what you said is that sometimes trauma prepares you, if I think exactly what you said. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a Christian person, I know that, you know, we always teach that God gives you a test so that you can have a testimony. And it's very true. I mean, if you haven't gone through anything, then you're less able to grow, because it's the storms and our challenges that stretch us and grow us. So, I mean, this is really, really good work. I'm incredibly impressed. Like I said, I didn't know what you did. I just know the name of it. So understanding your program, you know, I take my hat off to you, because that's a very, very important program for the community. So hats off to you on that. So, all right. So now I understand, you know, what are some of the projects and the services that you work with This Is By Purpose. I want to get into, because I know you were telling me the show that you just had a couple of weeks ago, that somebody told their story and everybody was in tears. Mm-hmm. Can you give us, you know, a story that have moved you, not naming names or anything, but just so people can understand that, you know, a tattoo tells a story?
Definitely. There's so many, but I can probably tell two.
Okay.
So there's a lot. But I know there was one story. There was a young man, and he moved away to Alberta, which is another province within Canada. And he went there because he wanted to change his life. He wanted to, he had been involved in the justice system growing up. He had two kids when he was 15 and the other one at 18, and he got married at a young age. And I remember him saying, oh, you know, like, he wanted to get away. He wanted to change his life. He wanted to create a better future for his family. So he moved away, and he was staying with a family member. And when he was staying with that family member, he actually, he was excited because he got a job. And so I remember he said he called his mom, and he went down to the basement because he wanted to tell her this great news that he got this job. Things were going really well. He felt like, you know, he was really on that path to success. And when he went downstairs, he actually came across a body of someone who had died by suicide.
Wow.
And it really disrupted, obviously, that moment of joy and happiness. And he just talks about how at that very moment, it was like all the hope in him just left. And he went through the journey of, you know, obviously you have to call the police, you have to let them know what occurred, and they arrested him because they had to make sure that it was death by suicide and it wasn't a homicide. And so after going through that whole journey of witnessing this is traumatic experience, then the traumatic experience of being arrested, then being let go once it was cleared that it was a death by suicide, he couldn't stay there anymore. So the whole purpose of him going there was to change his life, and then this happened, and he was at a loss. And so he got a tattoo of a bunch of birds flying up his neck, and he said he got it because he had to fly out of that situation, but he also needed to know that there was still hope and that he could still move forward even after experiencing this. And he got the tattoo done literally 2 days after that that had happened, and he flew back to Toronto. So he left. And so that is just a reminder every time he sees the birds of what had happened and the fact that he could still move forward even after that, that he could still fly and he could still progress and he could still do things, and he wasn't going to let that moment take him backwards. So that was one tattoo that a lot of people were, like, very overwhelmed with. And then there was another tattoo of a young woman. She's a model, and she's pretty well-known in Toronto. And every time people look at her, they're, like, always looking at her in terms of the physical. She's so beautiful. She's so fit. I want to be her. Like, lots of young women look up to her, and they're just like, that's the ideal of what they're looking to be. And so we did a photo shoot with her for Tattoo Stories. During the photo shoot, she cried throughout the whole thing, just tears. Actually, a lot of individuals cried throughout their photo shoots, but for her, it was very traumatic. It was the first time she opened up about her tattoos. She has over 12 tattoos, and it was the first time she opened up significantly about each one of them and what they stood for in her journey through her childhood into her adulthood. Or her young adulthood, I should say. And it was the first time she ever told these stories. So in doing that, it was really great for her because it was her being able to express herself, let it out, talk about the journey of being abused sexually, verbally, talking about she's from First Nations community. And so just talking about, like, just identity and she had a father that was dealing with alcoholism, and so dealing with that growing up and his passing, and just so many things had gone on during her childhood, in her young adulthood, around abuse, but also just being diagnosed with mental health. She got diagnosed with 4 different mental health illnesses, and she was just talking about the fact with her tattoos that people see them and they're like, oh, they're so beautiful, but they have no idea that whenever she went through something in her life, she got a tattoo. And the tattoos were basically to keep her alive. So she talked about specifically one of them where she went to Vancouver because she wanted to die. And she felt like if she got into a different space, it would change her thought process. It would give her hope. It would give her meaning. So she moved away. In her first day of being in a new city, she got robbed, stole everything from her.
Oh, wow.
And she said instead of looking at that like another reason for her not to live, she looked at it as a reason to live, to find purpose, to change the world, to change people that might be feeling broken, how she felt herself. And so she actually used it as motivation, and it kept her alive. And so her story is significantly powerful because her journey through her tattoos, each one of them is basically the journey of her whole life. So when you ask her questions, she's reliving everything she's been through and why she got tattoos. She has one tattoo because she used to cut. And so the tattoo is, it's an insect, but it's like crawling up her. But the significance of it is to say, like, replacing the cutting with this insect of a journey of being able to find a new way to heal. And so just her tattoos are just magnificent. The stories are so touching, but I think what's so relevant is that there's so many young people that have experienced a lot of things she spoke about. And so a lot of people cried because they felt like their tattoos were their way of healing. So when they read about her journey, it was them reliving their journeys. And seeing this young person having gone through so much in her life and still being empathetic to others, still reclaiming her body, especially being a survivor of abuse, reclaiming her body, having tattoos that signified that she, you know, was reclaiming her sexuality, reclaiming her body, reclaiming her her will to live. It was one of those moments that I think a lot of people, it resonated with them around mental health, and it resonated that sometimes you see people, but you have no idea what they're going through, because here's this beautiful young woman telling her story, and no one would even imagine that she had gone through so many things. So it put a face to mental health, but it also put a face to hope and resiliency, And it inspired many people, and that's what our whole event is about, taking your journey, finding your purpose, getting listed, sharing your story with others so they don't feel alone, and that there is, you know, people that are willing to help and support you. And I think she just really embodied the whole event, along with the other individuals that told their story. But with her being somebody that people look to and had no clue, because she's this well-known model, for her to be able to open up and say, listen, I'm just like you. Been through these things. I'm still going through stuff, but I'm finding my purpose. And I'm willing to open up and share something I haven't shared with others. I think it was one of those moments that really propelled other people to say, hey, you know what, it's okay to talk about this. It's okay to open up. It's okay to get help. And so, yeah, I really thank her. I know she's okay with me saying her name. Her name's Laura Hesp, and she's an amazing individual. And if you ever have opportunity, definitely Google her, Hesp. So she's on Instagram, Laura, L-A-U-R-A, last name Hesp, H-E-S-P, and she has her own company as well right now, where she's also embodying empathy and getting people to advocate and speak up and to channel, especially now in the world. There's a lot of discrimination, people opening up about their views on the world, like Trump, you know, so much going on. And so I think it's really great. It's really great to have somebody like her saying, no, you know what, I love everybody. And and I respect her so much for what she's doing and how she's using her voice and using her images to really bring attention to so much. So I was really happy to have her involved in our event.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, that's giving me chills. That is so beautiful. That I was not aware that, you know, you can use art and tattoos to ground you to your story, especially if you're saying, like the gentleman that used the birds, to say, you know, I can fly away, I can have freedom. You know, you're not putting a chain, you're not putting a chain that says, you know, I'm going to be bound forever to this and I don't want to let it go, because you're right. It is something that you see every day when you look into the mirror. And it definitely grounds you if there's a story attached to it. You know, I have a girlfriend right now that that puts a tattoo on her body at her birthday, because she was a twin, and her twin died. And, you know, so again, every year on her birthday, she gets a new tattoo. But other than her, I had never heard before that you know, people use tattoos for a story. I thought that, you know, when I go pick a tattoo, I just, you know, I go look at a pretty picture or something. But, you're right. There is a purpose.
Commemorating people.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. There is a purpose to what art that I pick and the part of my body that I put it on and all that stuff. So, yeah, that's good remembrance. So that's awesome. I am so glad that, you know, in one fell swoop, you're doing so many things. You are helping the youth to cope with your triggers, understand it when it comes up, you know, understand how the past affects their future, you know, and understand that they have a purpose, you know, have a way and a voice in order to, you know, tell their stories, and that you said, you know, let them know that they're not alone, and, you know, they're part of the community. And then you have had a spokesperson, you know, that's very well known, that people would just look at the face and the body and not see what's underneath. And that happens a lot in Hollywood, because you know the stories where people are famous and they're successful, but, you know, like Robin Williams, you know, deal with depression and deal with the dark side, and, you know, and the side that they show to you is, you know, hides what's underneath, and probably because they don't have an escape route, something, you know, a community that would accept them, allow them to talk about it so they have to, you know, mask it. So, and then that's what happens. You commit suicide because you think that you're all alone and you've lost hope. So your work is life-saving, and because of that, I'm sure that, you know, it lifts you, and that's probably why it was such a perfect name, because you're lifted by purpose. And now that I look at that title more and look at the work that you're doing, I can see how, you know, Laura, for instance, is lifted because she has a purpose that, you know, she can help other young people to let them know that, you know, yeah, they're not alone. And, you know, if you have a purpose in life, you can get through, you know, any of these things that people do to you, right?
Definitely. I think it's so important just having somebody, especially as a young person, mm-hmm. having somebody that you can identify with and you could look to that, you know, has a similar, understands you. Because a lot of young people, like, they feel disconnected sometimes
yep.
from, like, their parents or their grandparents or just, like, adults in general. And
mm-hmm.
so it's really nice to have somebody that they can identify with, but also for that person to say, hey, I went to adults for help, too, you know, and to know that, yeah, definitely to know that, you know, yeah, we connect to our peers first most of the time. Like, statistics show most people will connect to a peer, like a younger,
yes.
Another young person before they connect to a parent or an adult, right?
Yep.
So it's really nice to change that and to say
yes.
it's great to connect to your peers, but then it's also good to let your parents know, like, what's going on, right? Like, break the stigma, start the conversation, you know,
mm-hmm.
open it up, because a lot of times we don't know how to turn to someone and help them because sometimes it's new for us, right? Or the cultural-wise, sometimes, you know, like, there's a lot going on where we have our own perceptions around mental health. So it's really good to have these conversations so we can get more knowledge and become more aware. And then also just having people that we see in the limelight say, it's okay to talk about this. It's okay to go to an adult for help. You know, it's okay to connect to resources. Anything that's going to grow you, better you, you know, make you stronger, there's nothing wrong with that. And so I'm so happy, like, just being on the show and having this conversation with you, because it's like there's so many people that are listening, whether they're youth or adults or, you know, or even seniors, and they're just going through so much and they just feel alone. And it's like knowing that you're not alone. There's other people that have gone through similar things and people that you can connect to. You just have to open up and you have to have the dialogue. You have to start it so that people can identify, like, what's going on and then be able to say, okay, like, this is how I might be able to support you, or maybe something's missing and maybe you need to create something, like how we create a list of my purpose. Maybe there needs to be something created so that more people have different avenues to go to for help, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's...
Wow.
I'm just really happy that...
That is awesome. It's awesome. Now it gives me an idea, because I see you on Instagram posting lyrics of today, and
wow.
I mean, that was that was so great, and I didn't understand what that came from, and now I understand that people are using those lyrics for their coping skills, because music does take you into a different place. So awesome. All right, well, listen, let's take our second break to listen to a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back to wrap up the show. We're going to hear from Arifa of how you can get in touch with her, whether you are a youth, a parent of a youth, or even, she said, seniors. Maybe she can point you in the right direction. So the important thing is, that, as Arifa said, start the conversation, open the dialogue. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How would you like to make $3,000 to $7,000 a month from the comfort of your own home? Well, you can at moneyfromhome.info. At moneyfromhome.info, not only can you make money, you can do it with no cold calling, no personal selling, no rejection, no meetings, and no chasing family and friends. Simply refer prospects to your own website, and they do the rest. Moneyfromhome.info will help you build your business. They offer a proven system that's super simple and extremely effective. Moneyfromhome.info have a unique compensation plan that benefits you. So check it out right now. Moneyfromhome.info and start making money, real money, working from home. Moneyfromhome.info.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young. And today we have been speaking to a very special guest, Ms. Arifa Yusuf, the founder of Lifted by Purpose, as well as Tattoo Stories. And I know that you were blown away by our second segment when we got into detail about what she does at her her business, or much, you know, her Lifted by Purpose Tattoo Stories community services to help the youth. And the work that she's been doing to help them to identify their triggers, to build their capacity as far as what their purpose is, to harness skills, to look at the, you know, to design career goals, to be more productive into their community, how she uses music to help them to understand their triggers, whether it be relational or crisis, or, you know, anything that they need to be pulled from toward something that's good. So that is absolutely great work. I can see where the name was so apt, because her purpose, I'm sure, lifts her up, not necessarily just her youth, but she herself. So I'm very impressed and very honored to call her my daughter-in-law. So as we wrap up, Arifa, share with the listening audience how, before we go into you telling us how to get in touch with you, you know, how to they can become Lifted by Purpose. You know, you have an organization, that's the word, you have an organization that caters to the youth in Toronto, but this show goes all over the world. If someone is listening and they've gone through trauma or crisis, how, give us, you know, a couple seconds of how they can use that to find their purpose and be lifted by it.
Definitely. So I feel like everybody goes through different things, like you were saying, some of those things being traumatic, life-changing. And so I say to people, don't be afraid to harness the story. So there's so much power in the story of what you go through, and there's so many avenues that you can utilize it to help understand yourself, because a lot of us hide from things, or we bury ourselves away, we try to get away from stuff that's happened to us. But we have to be able to, at some point in life, we have to go back and we have to reflect on it, and we have to understand, how has that shaped us? How has it created barriers for us? How has it created experiences that have channeled us into things that have been a benefit to us? So one, understand your story. Figure out, self-reflect on it. Figure out what has it done in terms of my own individual life, whether that be negatively enforcing things or positively. So one, understanding the influence of your story. And then two, figuring out at this point in the present, what are you going to do? So if it's something that has been impacting you in a negative way, how am I going to then take what's going on and flip it? So this is the present now, where you're like, okay, what am I going to do? Am I going to get support? Am I going to get help? Am I going to say, you know what, this has happened, but there's still more to me that I can do in my life. There's still something, there's still a purpose for me, there's still something that I want to contribute to this world.
then when you understand that, then it's like the action step of like, what am I going to do to move forward? And so that's when you're basically taking that and saying, am I going to, you know, now that I've understood what's happened, I've now taken, you know, an understanding of what I want to, how I want at this present moment, where I want to go. And then third being like, hey, you know what, I'm ready. I'm ready to make this change. I'm ready to take the action of either getting therapy or, you know, I'm ready to figure out, like, I've figured out my purpose. I want to start an organization. I want to start a focus group. I want to start a committee where maybe other people can come and we could work on something together. Or maybe it's something that you have been running away from or people have been telling you you need to focus on, but it's not something you wanted to focus on. Maybe that you want to be a fashion designer. I don't know. Maybe you want to be somebody who writes a blog. Whatever it is, I say take the steps to figuring out what you want to do that's going to make you happy, that's going to make you cope, like not cope, but actually it is coping, because anything that you do in life that's in the betterment for yourself is trying to find those coping skills to maneuver. So I say figure out what gets you lifted, what makes you happy, what makes you get you up in the morning, what gets you active, what makes you, when you're going through something, which makes you say, hey, you know what, let me stop for a moment and let me figure out something that's going to get my mind off that and it's going to get me focused on something else to steer me in a different direction or steer my emotions in a different way. Whatever that is, that's what you have to hold on to. That's what you have to work towards. That's what's going to get you lifted. And that's what's going to help you pursue whatever your passion is.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. And as you were talking, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I need to incorporate, you know, some of your, you know, your strategy into helping my 15-year-old daughters that, you know, that've been adopted, but they went through trauma and they're having a hard time now coping. And I think I mentioned to you, I wish that you were here in the U.S., but you know, listening to you, I will definitely try to coach them based on some of your recommendations there. So that is great. You know, harnessing the story, excellent. Utilizing it to understand yourself, you know. You know, right now they're in therapy and the therapist is saying, hey, you know what, you have trauma and this is why you're doing this. But, yeah, all right, so when are we going to flip it around, right? When are you going to use it to do something better? You know what I mean? Why always use trauma to do something bad or to make excuses? You know, so I totally understand, you know, we have to talk a different story. We have to, you know, stop being a victim and, you know, and be a player, which is the other one, which means that, you know, when I wrote my book, you know, I have a huge section in that because, you know, I too was sexually abused as a child, and I never ever used that as a crutch. You know, but I can go back and actually understand what you're saying here. I mean, how has it influenced my story? You know, that's why I wrote a book about it. So, all right, so we're getting short in time. So let you know, thank you so much for being on the show. I never imagined that it would be this impactful. So, you know, I'm so glad that I listened to, you know, my higher power that told me to, you know, talk to you in a show. And it just came just like that. I mean, you've been doing this for a while, and I've been doing this show for over a year. But just like that, I woke up and said, you know, I should have a refund the show. And now I see why. Yes. So. You know, always follow your intuition. Awesome. All right. So tell our audience how they can get in touch with you.
So you can get in touch with me if you're on social media, then Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, it's at Lifted by Purpose. So LIFTEDBYPURPOSE. If you want a direct message, obviously, so many people direct message us with questions, so we always try to answer. It will always be myself or a team member. And you can also email us at info@liftedbypurpose.com, so info@liftedbypurpose.com. And then you can also call us on our work number, which is 416-391-5270.
You want to repeat that?
Sure.
Kind of
416. Oh, I'm Trinidadian. So I don't sing song all the time. 416-391-5270 or on social media, Lifted by Purpose. So you can always find us www.liftedbypurpose.com or at Lifted by Purpose.
Awesome. It has been a pleasure. Listen, guys, you know, make sure you tune in every week between the hours of, on Wednesdays, between the hours of 5 and 6, when I will be bringing you guests that will impart to you to make you live your best life now. You know, my guests like Arifa or any of the coaches that I bring on, that I bring them on for a purpose. Sometimes I have teaching segments where I do some coaching one-on-one or directly to you as a group. But definitely, you don't want to miss the shows. If you can't be at this place on on Wednesdays between 5 and 6, please subscribe to the podcast. It's on iTunes. I also put a copy on YouTube. It's on my blog. You can get it from any channel. But the thing that I would like you to do most is look for the show on iTunes, which is the Transform Your Mind with Coach Myrna, and subscribe, rate, and review. That would mean so much to me, and that would allow me to continue bringing you this great content every week. So thank you very much for tuning in, Arifa. It's been my absolute pleasure, and maybe we can have you on again to expand on, you know, get into some detail of how you coach, individuals as far as to a certain trauma or something. So, all right. So until next time, namaste.